The action continues at the 2014 Scouting Combine in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. Saturday was a big media day if you like defense. Defensive linemen and linebackers strolled through the media center and held their press conferences. Michael Sam, who's been the center of a lot of off-field attention, held his press conference and made it clear he's more interested in talking and playing football than dealing with off-field distractions.
And I just wish you guys will see me as Michael Sam, the football player, instead of Michael Sam, the gay football player.
We go from one extreme to the other. Zach Moore of Concordia St. Paul also met with reporters at the Combine. He talked about being a small school prospect at a big-time event like the Combine.
Oh, it's been a great and humbling experience to be a part of. You know, everyone back home is rooting for me since I am the only one from my school that has ever been a part of this process, so it's great to be here.
We also caught up with a couple of National Football League experts talking about the Vikings in general. One was Greg Rosenthal of NFL.com, who talked about free agency. You can catch that on Vikings.com. The other is ESPN's Sal Palantonio, who knows new Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer quite well and had a lot of good things to say about him and some of the other members of the Vikings coaching staff.
I love him. I have always liked him. And I think he's a breath of fresh air. You know, he's a down-to-earth guy. Players have known for years that he's an authentic coach, an authentic individual. He cares about people, cares about individual players. I think he will maximize the personnel that you have. He will bring in the right kind of people to help get the team in the right direction. And I really like your offensive coordinator, Norv Turner. So you've got two good head coaches and you're moving in the right direction.
You can find all of that and much more on Vikings.com as our coverage of the 2014 Combine continues. You go to Vikings.com, you'll even find a behind-the-scenes look at the medical evaluation process with Vikings head athletic trainer Eric Sugarman and my take on what the Vikings could get if they traded back from number 8 to the middle part of the first round. Check that out. It's all on Vikings.com. Our coverage continues from Indianapolis and the Scouting Combine tomorrow and Monday. So stick with Vikings.com for the best coverage of the 2014 Scouting Combine.